Welcome to the Tech Cat Show with host Lori H. Schwartz. Each week we hear from established leaders in the technology and consumer industry. Finding out the scoop should never be this much fun. Now, here is your host, Lori H. Schwartz.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back myself to Los Angeles after a week of traveling in Amsterdam at the IBC show, where we saw lots of innovation there, and hopefully you listened to the last episode where we talked about some of the trends we were seeing on that show. But I am actually broadcasting live from another big show called shop.org, which is all about the future of retail and e-commerce and how the very nature of how we shop, how we buy things, and how retailers are getting us to do that is changing. And so my fabulous guest today is Nate Salvione, who I'm so always so terrified of saying people's names. Did I get it right?
It's Salvione. Close.
Salvione. Okay, Salvione, yeah. Who is the chief commercial officer for Tango, which is a really interesting business model around gift cards and rewards. So let's have a big Tech Cat hand for Nate, everybody. Fantastic. Okay.
Tell us
about your background, because you've been in this e-commerce payment space for a while in some capacity.
I have. I've been in what I would call the gift card space for my entire career. Started with a company called giftcertificates.com, which was based in Omaha, Nebraska. And there we were selling gift cards online. And then eventually moved to Coinstar. You may know Coinstar with the big green kiosks at the grocery store, where you could take all the loose change from your sofa, pour it into the machine, and a gift card would come out. And then more recently, a startup in Seattle, Tango Card, where we're really all about making the gift card delivery seamless, digital, and instant.
That's fantastic. So tell us exactly how Tango works. Is it an app on your phone, or is it invisible to the consumer? How does it actually work?
It's really invisible to the consumer. If you think of us as a reward delivery platform, and businesses use Tango Card to drive behavior. So whether it's a company wanting their employees to be healthier and rewarding them for connecting their Fitbit and taking a certain number of steps, or a brand wanting to drive purchases, have a gift with purchase, or a do this, get that program, like take a test drive and get a gift card. All of those behaviors are rewarded with gift cards, and people love gift cards. People will go out of their way to do something to earn a gift card. And then we take all of the delivery of that and make it instant to your phone and deliver it so they can spend it immediately online or at the store and enjoy the reward right away.
So your clients then are retailers and businesses, but also you mentioned Fitbit, so it's also like connected devices and anything that is tracking something, or somebody wants something from it, basically?
That's right. It was a really interesting program where, like, all of the employees at Boeing, once a year, do a challenge, take steps, and if they, you know, get 100,000 steps as a team, they can get points and, you know, go claim their reward, and, you know, they can show off how many steps they got, but they also receive an Amazon gift card instantly for participating in the challenge. And the whole goal of Boeing there is to get people out, active, engaged, having fun, and also be healthy.
I love that. I love anything that gets us to be preventative about our health. Not preventing our health, but preventative.
Sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah. Is there a demographic that is using Tango more than others? Because I know, the next generation up, like what they call the traditionalists, and even some boomers, don't really like to use their phone for commerce. They're nervous about it. They don't trust it. Gen Xers are more comfortable. Are you seeing that as true for who's using the app?
It's really interesting. Our client ultimately is a business that's trying to drive behavior. And you may think like the older generation wouldn't love a digital gift card. They'd maybe like a more traditional plastic card or maybe even a thing like a watch as their reward. But more and more digital gift cards are becoming accepted. And even the 50 to 70-year-old demographic are top users of digital gift cards now. And the best thing about it is they don't get lost in the mail. If you leave it at, you don't leave it at home and forget to use it. I think more people are afraid of getting a card and not spending it. And if it's digital, it's with you all the time. And you won't have the unused portion of gift cards. So it's actually accepted by all kinds of demographics in that case.
That is so interesting. I mean, I remember hearing a statistic, and I can't recall it now, but it was a really high percentage of gift cards in the past that people would get at, like, Christmas that would never actually be used. And it was a really crazy high number.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that number.
It used to be over 10% in the late 90s. In fact, there was an article where one retailer, the actual number of unused gift cards was published, and that made people think, hey, gift cards is kind of a scam because you don't use it. But a more recent study published by Towers Watson had the number at less than 1% of unused portion. So as the gift cards become prevalent, people are comfortable spending it, especially now that they're digital and they're always with you, and the actual unused portion is being driven very close to zero.
Wow, that is quite a miracle. I mean, I would definitely use gift cards more if I was using Tango, and of course I'm going to download it after the show. That's just a crazy statistic. Well, what happens when you want to gift somebody, you know, a gift card in your environment, but you want to, like, put it under the tree or, you know, physically show up at a party and do something? Can it only be transferred by phone, and does that inhibit some usage of this?
Yeah, so think of us, we're not really facilitating the traditional gift for a consumer. It's really a business either giving a gift card to their employees or to their customers, in which case the seasonality isn't as much as you'd expect, because either there's a wellness program going on all year round, there's shopper promotions all year round, and in that case, it's much more important that the card is delivered instantly to reward the action. So right when the consumer or employee takes the action, then the reward comes. That, you know, there's all kinds of studies that show that has amazing impact and drives up engagement, and the behavior then will continue. And so we're more about the digital delivery and instant delivery tied to the action as an incentive from a business.
And is there a category, a business category right now that is using you the most? I know you've mentioned wellness a few times. Is that one of the highest users?
I think for us, the wellness use case is new. And it's definitely, there's a lot of spend because you have a large company, like a Fortune 500 company, that's self-insured. So it's in their interest to make their population, in this case, it's their employees, healthy. And so there's all kinds of software that you can buy as a company to teach you about, you know, how to get a good night's sleep, how to save money so you're not stressed about your finances, how to, you know, track your bike miles and walking, all of that to keep the employees healthy. But it's key that there's an incentive tied to it so they stay engaged, have something to shoot for as an actual monetary reward, in this case, a gift card.
It's really fascinating because it is literally a complete change in consumer behavior. And we're actually here at shop.org because we were on a panel together that was talking about how content influencers or influencers on a particular topic are driving purchase. And so we're going to get more into what are some of the new consumer behaviors and e-commerce trends and just what's happening in retail and shopping when we come back in a few minutes. But I'm wondering, Nat, just before we jump off, is there any company that you saw at shop.org so far that kind of blew your mind away? Anybody doing anything really innovative to you?
Here, one of the companies we actually work with is exhibiting, they're called Extol. It's like Extol the Virtues. And they are a referral platform. So hundreds of brands today use Extol as a platform to help them refer people back to shopping. So they, you know, instead of the traditional marketing where you would, you know, have a banner ad or a TV ad or print ad and hope someone saw it, Extol's able to track an actual customer, who they told, when they come and buy, and then give them a reward in that case. And, you know, there's all kinds of attribution and metrics and data that they do on their platform, and it becomes a very, very effective way to market through trusted, you know, colleagues, friends, family, people you admire, and will accept a referral from.
And anything that you've seen that you never saw before, or, you know, there's been a lot of retail conferences this year, you start to notice some themes, and we're going to dive into that. But anyone else that's blown you away?
I think here, too, is a voice and chatbots. I think, the traditional customer service is being really disrupted today, I think, with the AI chat and the voice-enabled chats. It's kind of amazing here at the show.
I can't wait to hear more about that. Definitely, and we've talked about this on the show many times, AI and Amazon and Google Home keep coming up for, you know, both B2B, B2C. So it's really fascinating that it's percolating in this industry as well as virtual reality, which we'll talk about again, because that seems to be a common theme for the show. So we're going to be back in a moment on the Tech Cat Show with the fabulous Nate. Well, Nat. I keep saying Nate, but he doesn't have any. Nat.
Nate's my son, so it's an honor that you call me Nate.
Oh, my God. Nate and Nat. That's so cute.
Yeah.
We're going to be back in a moment to talk more with Tango Card.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
The key point of contact between consumers and brands is technology. StoryTech, a boutique agency, empowers you to use that tech to deliver your message, engage your customers, and raise the bottom line. How do you track and exploit the trends? How do you stay ahead of industry disruption? And how do you maximize profit from content? From strategy to execution, the answer is StoryTech. Inform, innovate, create. Visit us at story-tech.com. That's story-tech.com.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
This is the Tech Cat Show with Lori H. Schwartz. If you want to find out more about our show or to leave a comment or question, send an email to lori@techcat.tv. That's lori@techcat.tv.
Hi, everybody, and we are back broadcasting live from shop.org, which is a conference all about the future of retail and e-commerce and everything that really is the future of shopping, and we are talking to the fabulous Nat Salvioni, whose name I finally pronounced correctly, about his business called Tango Card, which is all about gift cards and rewarding people for taking certain actions. And we were talking about wellness and Fitbit and how corporations are using that to keep their healthcare costs down. But I was wondering, Nat, like, what other trends are you seeing on the show floor here? You mentioned AI, so we're starting to see a lot of voice activation. How is voice activation playing out in retail?
For us, the ability to shop and, subscribe to an item or a shopping experience with your voice takes all kinds of friction out of it. In fact, we have a Alexa in our house, and we were showing it off for one of my son's friends, and he actually ordered some Tide detergent, and it showed up. None of us knew. We were playing around with it, and it showed up. It is almost too easy in that case. But if you can literally have your brands, have the shopping experience in a very natural environment, I think you'll be able to build a very loyal fan base.
Have you created an Alexa recipe or an Ift recipe for Tango Card so that you can play in this Google Home Alexa space?
Well, so in our case, we're the reward engine. So a number of our customers today are using gift cards, especially digital gift cards, to reward behavior. And loyalty is a big use case for us. So if you do anything with Microsoft today, Skype, play on the Xbox, search with Bing, buy a tablet, you earn Microsoft points, and those points can then be redeemed for gift cards in that case. So we are able to power all kinds of behavior, and especially with voice, which would be a new behavior for folks. You may want to tie a reward to that to get the loyalty, to get people to adopt it or just try it for the first time, to keep doing it. And in that case, though, you can use the Tango Card reward engine to do just that.
Did you have to bring on, I just think this is fascinating because artificial intelligence is kind of changing the game for so many different mm-hmm. business categories, but did you have to hire a new type of coder to be able to put you in the middle of this engine? Again, you're not the end product, and you're not maybe always what the consumer sees or experiences, but in an Alexa environment, did you have to hire new people and start to think about how are you going to prepare the company for what's coming?
Definitely. I think when we think about Tango Card, we think about the three things that make up our company. And the number one thing is technology. So even though, you could say a gift card is a gift card is a gift card, it has to be delivered and used in a way that's modern and relevant in today's world. So, for instance, one of our customers is Alice with a Y, and that's an AI gift referral company. So basically you tell them a little bit about who you want to give the gift to, maybe where they live, some of their things, and then they use AI to recommend a gift.
Oh, my God, so I love that. And then that can tie back into what you're doing.
That's right. And so in the off chance that you recommend, like, right before the show, Lori recommended a restaurant to me. And in the off chance that in Alice you buy the wrong gift or that doesn't work, then they can always just change that value in for a gift card, and that's where we come in to help them.
Change it. I mean, I could see the entire experience of how we shop really changing over the next 6 months. And one of the themes on our panel, again, was how influencers are driving to baskets, how these influencers who maybe on YouTube, maybe on Instagram are driving to baskets. So are you integrating with these types of influencers? Are they working with you?
This is actually a big use case for gift cards. And I'm going to talk specifically about B2B software, which is, in the old days, if you think of someone that was selling to businesses, it was a very long sales cycle. You might take them out to a restaurant, and you might talk about who the decision maker is. But today, the B2B buyer buying something for your business is doing a lot of their research online. In fact, studies show that more than 70% of the time, they've already made up the decision before they pick up the phone. And so then how do you get the people to recommend, endorse, talk about your service or your software? And in that case, you need an engaged group of advocates. And one way to do that is to gamify it, give them points, keep them engaged, reward them with gift cards. So we have a customer like G2 Crowd or Influitive that build whole communities around B2B software and reward people for taking the time to recommend, endorse, write a review, start the conversation online to really drive that, ultimately, the purchase of something for a business.
It all circles back to everything. Like, everything is all coming together right now. Have you seen, in this world of connected devices, are you seeing people tying in wearables and other things? I know you mentioned Fitbit. Are there other wearables or IoT items that are becoming part of your world?
I think for sure in the wellness and fitness space, it's a interesting phenomenon where you can actually tell someone or what you've done as far as activity goes. And if that activity is rewarded, you can do points and keep track, and then you can set goals. And especially as a company, it's not only about having your employees healthy, but it's actually being engaged. There was a stat, I think it was 2 years ago, that 70% of the workforce today in America is either not engaged or actively not engaged. And I don't even know what actively not engaged would be, but there's a lot of employees that are just there to do a job. So the company needs to find a way to get them engaged so you don't lose your people, or, even worse, that they're not there just doing a job. And so this is all about engagement and, getting people up and moving and reward them, keep them motivated while they're at work.
Well, you're in such an interesting business, because on one hand you're, helping retailers, and on the other hand you're helping large corporations. And in general, this is all about the psychology of rewards. And have you seen that psychology change?
I was just going to tell you, that's actually the genesis of the name Tango. It's the dance of helping a business and helping our brands with their gift cards, and ultimately helping a person with a reward. So that's where we, with the Tango.
Oh, I love that. I was just watching Dancing with the Stars last night, which I don't usually watch. But I was watching the tango thing, so that's cool.
There you go.
Well, have you seen this psychology change over time? I mean, I know people are using the digital coupons more, but in terms of like gamifying and rewards in general, has that been something forever that's happened? I mean, people used to collect stamps, or do other things. So is it different now, or is it really the same but digital?
Absolutely. I think there was a gentleman in the 20s, Mr. Maritz, who made watches. And, then the Depression hit and people didn't have the discretionary money to buy a watch. So he had a warehouse full of watches in St. Louis, and he started to sell them to businesses because companies were still going. And the business would use the watch as a service award. You've been at a company for 30 years. Here's your watch. I think for years that it's even become kind of an idiom, here's your watch. But in today's workforce, people are working remote. They're not staying at the same company for 30 years. The average age is younger. So you have to find a more modern, a more instant, and a more efficient way to motivate and reward people. And I would say over the last five or so years, software and digital gift cards have really done that.
God, that is so interesting. Are you tying in at all to also social good programs? Because we know from a lot of our guests, and also just from a lot of the data, that social good needs to be a part of a business's sort of culture to engage millennials and younger generations in wanting to work there. So are you tying in with that at all?
Actually, yes. We, a part of our catalog, is our nonprofit partners. So we partner with, 20 to 25 nonprofit partners. Actually, I'll give a shout out to one of them, is FAST, because my oldest son has Angelman syndrome, and FAST is the foundation for Angelman syndrome therapeutics, trying to find a cure. And so, one of the rewards in our catalog can be a donation to a nonprofit. In fact, the Bank of America wellness program gave all of their employees a choice of an Amazon card or make a donation to Habitat for Humanity. And so we were able to facilitate all of that. I think that kind of intrinsic motivation really is drives people to do the right thing, but also they get very motivated to be able to make a difference.
Is that like similar to the psychology behind, like, you know, leveling up your bill and letting the change go to whatever organization that retailer is sponsoring? Like, it's so easy to just say yes to that.
That's right. And I think what we always talk about is we have an active choice on the reward. And so more than just like a cash payment that goes to your bank account where you kind of forget about it, or you write, you know, you maybe give money directly from cash, and it doesn't have quite the same impact as you getting a reward from work and actively choosing to make a contribution to a nonprofit. Then we send you an email, you know, branded from your work, thanking you for the donation. And it actually has a huge impact, because there's a discretionary action taken and a separate, you know, reminder that you did it.
God, that is so cool. I mean, you really have your fingers everywhere. There is nothing that I can bring up that you're not touching. It's literally fascinating. Well, we are broadcasting live from shop.org, which is a big retailer, future of retail, and the digital impact that's happening in shopping and retail and all sorts of different rewards and loyalty programs. And we're talking with the fabulous Nat Salboni, who is the chief commercial officer for Tango. And we're going to be back in a moment. We're going to talk more about what we're seeing on the floor here and just some more trends happening in the retail space. So join us again as we dig into the future of retail on the TechCat Show.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
The key point of contact between consumers and brands is technology. StoryTech, a boutique agency, empowers you to use that tech to deliver your message, engage your customers, and raise the bottom line. How do you track and exploit the trends? How do you stay ahead of industry disruption? And how do you maximize profit from content? From strategy to execution, the answer is StoryTech. Inform, innovate, create. Visit us at story-tech.com. That's story-tech.com.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
This is the Tech Cat Show with Lori H. Schwartz. If you want to find out more about our show or to leave a comment or question, send an email to Lori at techcat.tv. That's Lori at techcat.tv.
Hi, everybody. We are broadcasting live from shop.org, a big future of retail conference happening here at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And I'm hanging out with Nat from Tango Card, which is a really exciting gift card and reward program. And what Tango Card is doing is just fascinating. But we were just talking about what has Nat seen on the show floor. I actually haven't had a chance to jump in yet because we were doing a panel about influencers and retailers. But what else have you seen on the floor that's blowing you away? Or are there any themes that you're seeing that are really driving the future of retail?
I mean, for sure. I think at this show, shop.org, the attendees are retailers, you know, obviously looking to keep up. And then on the show floor, you have the exhibitors who are selling their services to the retailers. And in this case, a big service is data. And there's literally row after row of companies that can tell you how to track who your shopper is, how to reach the shopper you want, how to record every kind of marketing spend you're doing, how to record who's the person that told the person to make the purchase. And so I think it's really retail now equals data. You cannot be successful if you don't know everything you need to know about your business.
Well, has any of the conversation changed for you guys since the Equifax breach, you know, are you finding people are more nervous or anything along those lines?
Okay, well, so obviously being in the world of gift cards, we have an entire database full of value. I mean, we literally send out hundreds of millions of dollars of gift cards a year. And so we are a choice target for thieves and fraudsters. So we have a huge investment on our side in security. And, you know, as anyone listening here, we've gone through all of the training on how to spot a phishing email, how to stay away from people that are trying to social engineer and learn things about your business. And then when the Equifax news came, it was like, is nothing safe? Even my own personal social security number was breached in that. So at some point, you're like, you know, they can have access to everything. So everyone needs to basically tighten up their game on security.
Yeah, it's like I have a psychological talk with a lot of friends of mine who say that their consumers, their customers are saying to them, what about privacy? You know, privacy and security. And I always say privacy is an illusion.
Right.
But you know, is that a concern, you think, for consumers right now? Do you think they're changing their behavior because of the Equifax breach?
I would imagine so. If nothing less than people learned about how to put a freeze on your account, how to monitor your account. I think for us and for me specifically, this came to light a year or two ago when the news came out about people filing false tax refunds because they got a hold of people's personal details. So at this point, you need to be very aware of all of that, keeping your information safe. And then for us, because we're a B2B company, we don't share any information. We don't take people's info and use it, you know, in that case. We're really all about helping the business drive the result. So for us, privacy is paramount in this business.
That's good to hear. And you sound like, you know, everybody gets it. And I guess you have to right now. You have to be on top of all of this. What other shows do you go to that you think are significant to keep well informed? You know, besides if you're sponsoring or speaking, but what do you make sure every year you go to so that you're meeting the right people and learning the right thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I always think Dreamforce is one to go, which is the Salesforce user conference, because Salesforce is in an interesting spot being the CRM for tens of thousands of companies. And so there you can get a really good view of the future of what business is doing. It's more now than a Salesforce user conference. It's really about the future of business. I remember 2 years ago when they demoed at Dreamforce, they demoed the Coke Freestyle machine. I believe that was one of the first places. So it was like, it's really that for B2B. And then for B2C, we like the CES, of course, to learn about consumer electronics. And then another show that is kind of under the radar, but it's called HR Tech. And it's all about how technology is changing the employee experience at work. So, and that's typically, actually it's coming up in late October this year.
Oh, well, sorry, I want to go to that
one.
It's
called Money 2020, which is the future of money. And that's also at the end of October. We would never miss Money 2020.
What is that one? Is that one another sort of overview of financial services and the future
of
financial?
Yeah, and the blockchain and fraud and payments and gift cards has a big place at that show.
So we've talked a little bit about blockchain and Bitcoin and cryptocurrency on the show, but are you also paying attention to cryptocurrency, and will that become, is it already an acceptable payment solution in your ecosystem?
It really is, and for us, we would view it as a reward type. So even though we do gift cards primarily, we also would reward if the business wanted to in Bitcoin. So it's obviously a type of program where that's going to fit, and that's going to be a more online, maybe a mobile app-driven program where you're doing something on your phone and you get rewarded. But in that case, we would send the reward payment in the form of a Bitcoin deposit.
God, it's so interesting. I'm just so afraid to jump into that world because I feel like I might be mortgaging my house and I don't even know it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it is so important for you. You mentioned all these great shows, so it's so important for you to continuously keep your finger in what's coming down the road because things are changing so fast. Do you have anybody at the company who's just dedicated to looking at what's new or innovation, or are all of you sort of charged with that?
We have a product team, and that we definitely, innovation's it's kind of a buzzword, but for us it's all about trying to anticipate what a company will need on the reward side. And so going to shows helpful. We talk to our customers every day and try to, you know, anticipate. There's a few of our customers are right here at chop.org, which is a great chance to catch up and learn what they're thinking about on the reward side. And we make a big investment in what we call our lab group to, you know, continue to innovate in the reward space.
Or can you give us any case study, another great case study with one of your clients that's at the show?
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Can you give us any good case study of one of your clients at the show? I know we are actually broadcasting live from shop.org, so people are walking by us, and, you know, there's a big exhibit hall here. I was just wondering, of any of your clients that are here, is there any great case study that you could share with us about how they worked with TangleCard?
Yeah, so here at the show is our customer Extol, and they do referral programs, and one of their clients is Silver Car. Do you know Silver Car?
No, but I'm excited to learn.
One of the worst things about traveling is the car rental experience, and especially if you fly a long time, get off the plane, be bored, and then have to wait in another line and rent your car. So Silver Car is disrupting that whole experience and they only rent Audis. So you get a silver Audi, it's waiting for you. You unlock your car with an app. You don't have to talk to anyone. So what Silver Car does is they use Extol as their referral platform. And obviously if you try Silver Car once, you'll love it. You'll want to tell someone about it. And when you do, then Extol calls our API and we send a $50 gift card. So the one thing about marketing promotions typically is they're short-lived unless they're successful. And so in this case, the promotion has been going on for years because it continually drives new users and the results that Silver Car is looking for using Extol's referral and marketing attribution platform.
That's so interesting. Are you having a lot of companies that are new models and disruptors coming to you? To leverage your ecosystem, because it seems like you would be honey to the bee of disruption.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely two sides. We have over 2,000 business customers, so that's an enviable list for someone to want to mine and do business with, so we have to be careful about that, for sure. But on the other side, because we're literally a reward delivery platform and every industry uses rewards, we have a very interesting view of the business world. It's actually my favorite part of the job is we work with every vertical in every scenario, and we get to learn about and work with companies and see it all.
Yeah, I mean, just talking to you there, and I said this before, there's literally no topic that I can bring up that you're not playing in. And I wanted to talk a little bit about your past. So you were very deeply involved in Coinstar, and Coinstar is still around. You know, is it still a successful model? I mean, what did you learn from your time there?
It really is. And I forgot, actually, that they changed their name to Outer Wall, which is a funny name if you think about it. Yeah. And the other thing that people hardly know about, and if you're from Seattle, you'll know the word Molebox is a very famous nursery, and the member of the family, Jens Molebach, did the patent for the kind of the coin counting machine. Eventually every grocery store has kind of that green box. It's the coin counting machine. And in addition, Coinstar or Outerwall also owns Redbox. I'm sure you know Redbox is the red thing you can rent the movie.
Yeah.
And they also 9 out of 10 skill cranes that you might see at a store or pony that you put a quarter in is an Outerwall-owned device. And so their thought was, hey, that fourth wall of a retailer is unmonetized for retailers. The grocery store owns the three walls that you go in. Like, there's the beer on one side, the produce on the other. But that fourth wall is usually a cluttered mess of, like, shampoo rug cleaners or maybe a lottery sales counter. So Coinstar wanted to really monetize that with automated kiosk-type products. And the one I was working closely with was the coin counting device. So there's the average American has over $20 of loose change around their house. And taking the time to roll it up into the rollers and bring it to the bank, I think no one wants to do that anymore. So pouring it into a machine, getting cash, or in our case, a gift card out, was a huge service. And also it brought incremental visits to the grocery store, which the retailers loved.
Right, because you think, where can I get rid of all this change? So I'll take a trip over there. You know, because my daughter loves putting the money into the machine, and it is kind of a brilliant idea. Well, you are just a wealth of information across so many categories. And we are, of course, speaking to Nat Salvioni, and I think I finally said it right again. From Tango Card, live on the floor of shop.org, really hearing about how Tango Card is really at the center of the entire loyalty and gift card business. So we're going to be back in a moment to find out more about where Nat is going to be speaking and where we can learn more about this growing and disruptive space on the TechCat Show.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
The key point of contact between consumers and brands is technology. StoryTech, a boutique agency, empowers you to use that tech to deliver your message, engage your customers, and raise the bottom line. How do you track and exploit the trends? How do you stay ahead of industry disruption? And how do you maximize profit from content? From strategy to execution, the answer is StoryTech. Inform, innovate, create. Visit us at story-tech.com. That's story-tech.com.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answers Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement, get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
This is the Tech Cat Show with Lori H. Schwartz. If you want to find out more about our show or to leave a comment or question, send an email to lori@techcat.tv. That's lori@techcat.tv.
We are back broadcasting live from SOTS.org, a really fabulous conference about the future of retail. And we've been hanging out with Nat Salvioni, who has been just dropping insights over insights about the world that we're in, because Tango Card, which is his business, really does touch every single part of the ecosystem. So, Nat, where are you going to be speaking next? Is there another conference coming up that you're going to be participating in?
Yeah, we're actually, right now we're at three conferences simultaneously. Obviously, I'm not, because that would be amazing. But other than shop.org, we have the Inbound, which is a marketing conference in Boston, and then a channel sales conference in Austin now. And then the two shows that we're really kind of gearing up for to round out the year will be Money 2020 and HR Tech. And at Money 2020, there's a group an industry group called the Incentive Marketing Association. And as part of the Incentive Marketing Association, there's a subgroup called the Incentive Gift Card Council. And we're members of that. In fact, one of my colleagues, Lindsay Gale, is the 1 year removed president of the Incentive Gift Card Council. So for us, it's a big part to talk to all of the other retailers, who else is involved in incentives, what's happening in incentives, what's the latest research on motivation, what is the latest research on giving a gift card versus giving a trip versus giving cash versus giving a thing or an item, like a trophy value. All of that research and kind of thought leadership is part of the IMA and the IGCC. So we meet 3 times a year, and our next kind of meeting will be at Money 2020. And also, I would, anyone that's interested in incentive or part of the incentive industry, I would highly recommend you take a look at the IMA.
Again, really insightful stuff. Now, I know that you guys have a blog on your site, and you're doing mm-hmm. a lot of publishing there. Can you tell everybody what that URL is?
Yeah, so you can just go to tangocar.com and search for our blog. We have all kinds of case studies there. Recently, we just announced that I mentioned previously our nonprofit partnerships. Together, we facilitated over $1 million of donations across our nonprofit partnerships just from being in the reward space. We put a blog up about that. And it's where we also talk about all the new kind of reward types that we're adding. We're just right now adding rewards in Argentina, Philippines, Mexico. And so we're at this point, the big strategy for us is to increase our international reach, because it turns out there's more than just the U.S. as far as people that need to be rewarded. So we want to be a leader in that global kind of reward space.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your global presence. So is TangoCard mm-hmm. a brand right now globally? I mean, obviously it's digital, but are you, besides going out there, are you going out as the same name, and are you mm-hmm. are you seeing different behaviors globally?
So first and foremost, our customers typically are U.S. customers, but they have employees that are international. So we need rewards in different currencies. It's just a must. And being digital, we're able to facilitate that. Primarily from our headquarters in Seattle. We also have an office in Boise, Idaho, which is great because we don't have to worry about trying to figure out shipping and VAT and taxes and freight globally, because we have a digital platform. And then second, yes, I think we are, at the U.S., we are way ahead as far as gift cards and digital gift cards, but other countries are starting to catch up, and we're seeing a lot of real growth in places like the UK, Australia, Brazil, Singapore, Canada, on the gift card side.
So more of the Western countries that are used to engaging digitally in retail.
Right. That's it.
It's just so interesting. And I forgot to ask you too, are you following any, thought leaders yourself that, you're really influenced by? Is there anyone out there that we should add to our Twitter feed?
On your side? I do follow Seth Godin, the marketer, and Jack Welch, of course, him and his wife, all of their posts, and Mark Benioff, Salesforce, and I admire and look up to Jeff Bezos. So anything he publishes, including his annual letter, I devour.
I mean, I would think that you have to really pay attention to everything that Amazon is doing if you're mm-hmm. in any sort of commerce space. Is there anything that is keeping you up at night at this point about the business? I mean, besides, we all have trouble sleeping sometimes
yeah.
with work,
yeah.
but is there anything really coming down the pike that you're worried about, or anything that you're really excited about that TangoCard is rolling out?
I think, okay, yeah. So on the good news side, I think there's always a spot for rewards and incentives. So if the economy's up or the economy's down, there's things you're going to reward and incent. I think what we need to do is make sure that we're able to deliver things that drive results. So today, it's gift cards. Everyone loves gift cards. It's the most requested gift 9 years in a row. It's like having a holiday in your email when it comes, but tomorrow it might not be. And so we have to make sure that we're staying on top of that. And then the other thing that we're working on right now and are going to launch, I'm kind of breaking the news right now, I guess, is a self-serve platform. Because today, even a small business, to reward their employees, typically will walk over to a Safeway, you know, buy 10 cards off the end of the kiosk and then hand them out or keep them in a drawer. It's just a very inefficient way to manage that employee incentive. So we want to make it self-serve, online, digital, just as easy as that, or if not easier, and be able to do what we do best, is disrupt it with technology.
So almost turning this over to your customers so that they can manage everything. So you're going to sort of step away a little bit from the services piece.
That's right. Especially for small to mid-sized business, it makes a ton of sense to do that.
That's wonderful. And what about what's keeping you up at night on the scary side?
I think that what I mentioned earlier is we need to stay on the forefront of what people what's motivating people. And because, you know, just like digital, it's a seismic shift and it happens so fast. Who knows what tomorrow would bring, and we have to make sure that we can deliver it with our platform.
Yeah, I would think that your consumer behaviors are very much impacted by, you know, the political scene that's happening now across the world. And so you have to pay attention to everything because, you know, there are big shifts happening now.
I mean, that's
so
right. With a swipe of a pen, you know, change the healthcare laws and ecosystem, and maybe incentives aren't as big of a part in the future of healthcare. Like we don't know that. We do have to monitor and make sure that we're in the right spot, delivering rewards where they make sense.
Well, it's so nice to talk to you. I mean, you are just full of insights. We have been talking to Nat Salvioni, who is the Chief Commercial Officer for Tango Card, which is so much more, I think, than just rewards and incentives after talking to you. But you can learn more about them at tangocard.com. Is that the right URL?
That's right, yes.
And you can download the app, too, on any of the phone stores?
We actually don't have an app. The gift cards that we deliver would just be an email that would be mobile optimized. But you can download our app on the Salesforce App Exchange. And coming soon, like if you use Qualtrics for your data and survey management, we'll have an app there to add an incentive. Because who would take a survey unless there's an incentive, right?
Yeah.
So keep an eye out.
Interesting.
We want to be everywhere.
Well, check out also shop.org and that site, because we're broadcasting live from that conference, and there's all sorts of insights and thought leaders here talking about the future of retail. This is Lori H. Schwartz, your Tech Cat, and we again have been speaking to Nat Salvioni, who is the Chief Commercial Officer for Tango Card. I've just been blown away by all the things that you guys touch. So we will be back next week with hopefully another thought leader just as brilliant. It's going to be hard to bring on someone
oh my
just
God.
As smart. But it's been great. Have a great week, everybody, and talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Tech Cat Show. Please join Lori H. Schwartz again for another great program next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Business Channel and syndicated to the Voice America Women's Channel.